Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. On this morning, I will begin teaching on a new subject. And I will be coming this morning from Colossians chapter 2, and I'll be reading beginning from verse 10. Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. And ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. The new topic that I begin teaching on this morning is titled, The Cut That Makes a Son. Will you make the cut? The cut that makes a son. Will you make the cut? When I hear the term making the cut, my mind automatically goes to the athletic world. For example, let's take the Olympics. And every 4 years, we have the Olympics in different nations from around the world come together to compete to win a prize. And every country that has a team that is participating in the Olympic Games, the teams are comprised of all the individuals who made the cut. So if a team has a roster of 20 individuals, each one of those individuals on the team are vying, each and every individual who are looking to go to the Olympics are vying for a spot on their particular or respective team. So in order to hold a spot on that team, in order to go to the Olympics, they have to make the cut. Now, because they do not make the cut, it doesn't mean that they're not a part of the general team. It just simply means that they're not a part of the team that has been put together, consisting of those who made the cut to go and compete against other nations to represent their nation. So each and every individual who made it on the team made the cut. And competing in the Olympics or in a championship game, you are competing on a higher level of competition. For example, in the NBA, those who play in the regular season are playing on one level, but the team, the two teams that makes it to the championship, where they're now playing against each other for that preeminent spot, they have to take their game to the next level. They have to take their game to a higher level. Now, when it comes to the cut that makes a son, and each individual having or being given the opportunity to make the cut, when Jesus says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The scripture says, whomsoever will. The scripture also said that many are called, but few are chosen. So sonship is the next level or highest and most intimate level of relationship with the Father. I'll say that again. Sonship is the next level or highest and most intimate level of relationship with the Father. Sonship is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. As for Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So sonship is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And as such, it involves a process and the journey. As I've often said before, that anything that pertains to God's will, his purpose, and or his agenda involves a process and a journey. Now, a journey, when someone is on a journey, it simply means they're leaving from one origin to a place of destination. So a person who's on a journey, they're leaving from one place and they have an intended or predetermined destination in mind. When a person leaves their house and they don't know exactly where they're going, or if they have no particular destination in mind, that is somebody you call a wanderer. They are wandering. But God did not call us to wander. He called us on a journey because he has a predetermined destination that he's attempting to take us to. And we look at the word process. A process, simply put, is converting or transforming something from one state to another state. For example, we take a tree. A tree is processed and is converted or transformed into paper. And we take paper. Paper is converted or transformed into money. We also look at animal hide. Let's look at a snake skin or alligator skin. You take the snake skin, the alligator skin, and conform it and convert it or transform it into leather. Then you take that leather and you convert it or transform it into a shoe, into a purse or wallet, or into a coat or some sort of clothing. So the journey involves being taken from one place to a particular place of destiny or destination. To convert or to transform something is to take from one state to a different state of existence. So what God is doing in giving the call to sonship, to take us on this journey and through this process, is because he's trying to convert us or transform us from one state of being to a higher state of being. And this higher or highest state of being is called sonship. But again, many are called, but few are chosen. Everyone receives the call to sonship, but it's not everyone who will answer or who will respond to the call or who are willing to pay the price or to embark upon this journey or to endure the process that will convert us, that will transform us, and that will take from one state of being to another state of being. So we read here in Colossians chapter 2, and here Paul speaking to the Colossians, after speaking to them concerning a few things, he picks up here in verse 8. He says, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." So apparently here Paul was addressing some level or some degree of false doctrine or false teaching that was creeping into the Colossian assembly. And in verse 10, he says, "And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ." So here in verse 11, Paul began to speak concerning circumcision, and we will delve more in depth into what is circumcision. And verse 12, he says, "Buried with him," that is with Christ, "buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead." Verse 13, "And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, as he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." Now, it's funny here, Paul began to speak concerning circumcision and then segue into speaking concerning baptism, which would tell me that there is a spiritual connection between circumcision and baptism. So here Paul is conflating baptism and circumcision. But in order to understand what it is that Paul is attempting to say, or in order to understand the truth that Paul is attempting to communicate concerning baptism, we first have to have an understanding as to what was circumcision. What did circumcision mean to the Old Covenant? Because circumcision was a practice in the Old Covenant. So what did circumcision mean in the Old Covenant? Because if we understand what circumcision meant in the Old Covenant, then we will understand what we will understand the truth that he's attempting to convey concerning baptism. I know, you know, in the scripture in Romans 10, you know, where it says, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God has raised Christ from the dead, we shall be saved. But Paul here was not speaking on the issue of salvation. He was speaking on the matter of faith. So next week, I will pick up and go further into circumcision and baptism and what is the spiritual reality between the two, why baptism is so important. God bless you, and go in this your might. We pray that you are blessed by the word today. You may contact Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry, home of the Empowerment Zone, at 772-323-8890. If you would like to support this program, you may donate by using Cash App, $DWImpact, or Zelle GCrumbie at divinewordimpact.org. Join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. right here at WCNO 89.9 FM. Be blessed and go in this thy might.